You're welcome back to the show. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. And of course, we're broadcasting today from our Cork studios in the Republic of Wirk on the South Mall in the city. And the reason we're here is because of an event taking place tonight organised by Gateway to Europe. So I've mentioned Gateway to Europe on the show before. We've talked about them. We've talked to them. They're this not-for-profit group of Irish businesses who have come together and they seek to showcase Ireland as a location for foreign investment, primarily foreign investment from the States. And they've had great success in the past with this initiative, and they hope to have great success again. Aidan McGuinness is chief executive of Sigmar Recruitment. They have a central role in Gateway to Europe. Aidan, you're welcome to the show again. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks, sir.
What's happening in Cork?
So we have always said, we said to you previously, that in supporting FDI, we wanted to be regional. So basically as much outside Dublin as we can, in line with the IDA and the national policy. So as it goes this year, we've had a great response all round, but particularly a great response from the regions, including Cork Chamber, Udros na Gaeltacht. So we've a mixed group of people, but certainly it emphasises the regional element of Ireland Gateway to Europe. And then Glendore kindly offered to host us in Cork. So good Cork connections there as well. So we've got a great response. We've got maybe 3/4 of our team have come down to Cork or else are based here tonight. So we're just having a pre-trip get together.
Yeah, a pre-trip. Tell me about this trip.
So on the 4th of April, we're going to travel to Chicago. We'll have, honestly, record numbers, Kieran, including yourselves, hopefully. So we'll have about 26 companies around the FDI space. So banks, lawyers, property, a lot in property, other recruiters. But I think I said to you previously, in the last couple of years, we were very conscious about having a bilateral or stressing the bilateral nature. So we'll probably have about 12, we've got 25 Irish CEOs who are looking to develop their business in the US. And we'll probably have 12 to 14 of those traveling with us as well. So we're going to go to Chicago, a mixture of cultural events, really good partners there, particularly through Notre Dame and through Boston College, meeting politicians, mainly business people, but also social networks. Mm. So we're 2 days in Chicago, really, and 2 days in Boston.
Yeah, you mentioned Glendore there. Let me introduce Claire Kelly. She's director at Glendore. Claire, you're welcome to the show as well, and welcome to our Cork studio. What do Glendore do?
So Glendore is a family business owned and managed by myself, my father and my two sisters. It was set up 20 years ago in 2001, and we provide flexible workspace. So that includes private offices, co-working, virtual offices, collaboration and meeting space. And we have 9 locations across Dublin, Belfast and Cork. So we set up in Cork in 2018, and it has been fantastic. And we're here and we're delighted to welcome the Gateway members tonight. It's my first time being able to travel over the last couple of years between maternity leaves and obviously the pandemic. So we're really excited to have a buzz back in Glendore premises and to meet the members of the Gateway Group.
And quite independent of what Gateway are doing, the space that you're in, I mean, it is a dynamic time for that space, that industry, isn't it?
It is. I suppose it's been frustrating at times over the last 2 years. Obviously, there's going to be huge demand and already we're seeing the huge demand for flexibility, not only just in the way people work, but also where they work. And so there is a significant demand for different places to do their daily work. So whether that's a dedicated space in a co-working space or, you know, for larger companies having overflow space in flexible offices. So there's a need for different places for people to do their work. But obviously it's been frustrating over the last 2 years. There's been a mandate to work from home. So our buildings have been open throughout. We've been looking after those companies that need to access our space and also providing a dedicated workspace for those people that, you know, didn't have that within their own homes. So I think that, you know, the industry is expanding. It's a very topical, something that everybody is revisiting their office space needs at the moment. Mm. So we see a huge opportunity, and we've been in business for 20 years, so we have a strong track record in looking after companies.
And then in terms of Gateway, we'll say, and this attempt to encourage investment, and I accept it's bilateral, and I want to talk to you, Aidy, a bit more about that in just a moment, but in terms of encouraging inward investment from the States here, like, what are the types of things you have to cater for, say, for a company setting up shop here for the first time and looking for office space?
Well, I suppose the first thing, people need a space to land. So what Glandor does, we wrap our arms around them. We provide them with a space to scale their teams. So we have a strong track record in looking after foreign direct investment. We work very closely with the IDA Ireland, as well as our wider network of recruiters and other service providers. So what we provide is a space to land their team, but also to scale their team. Because really, when a new company is setting up in Ireland, they're not quite sure exactly how fast that scale-up is going to be. So they need flexibility. So we provide them anything from a co-working desk right through to a two-person office and scale it right through. So companies that we've looked after, Facebook, when they landed in Ireland 10 years ago, over 10 years ago now, they started with two people. They scaled to 50. Other companies like Twitter, Autodesk, again, we can scale companies up to 300 people. So that, you know, flexibility and scalability in those early years is hugely important. And it gives these companies time to focus on what they're there to do, which is to scale their teams and get their product to market.
And what are the types of concerns and considerations some of these bigger companies have, like the Facebooks? I'm thinking of the first office I worked in where the kitchen was basically a kettle under the stairs. Yeah. And then you go into some of the big tech firms, say, in and around, well, the Grand Canal docks and also in other parts of Ireland as well where they exist. And, you know, you've got juice bars and table tennis tables and cinema rooms.
Exactly. So it has changed dramatically. But I suppose from a leadership point of view in the States, what they want is for their team to feel looked after. They're not there to provide that handholding on the ground. So they want to make sure that they have a trusted partner in Ireland that can look after their team and be their back office support. And I think that's really where Glandor kind of excels. Customer service has always been at the heart of what we do, and hospitality. So we're not just four walls or just an office space. We provide that hospitality and service. The other thing is IT infrastructure. Security is hugely important for them. Having resilience within their buildings and their office space. But the other thing is the network as well. So when a site lead is scaling or starting to scale their team, they really need to tap into a network to kind of accelerate their growth and accelerate their team. So Glandor's, and you know, in terms of other flexible workspaces, being able to tap into a wider network, not just of local service providers, but also other site leads, other companies that have gone before. So we have a wide alumni network that we try to provide connections to our new scaling members to try and accelerate them, and to you know, for peer learning as well, and how to navigate those early days.
Eddie, on that kind of bilateral focus and the increased emphasis on that, maybe compared to previous iterations of Gateway to Europe, like that really, I suppose, is a testament to the strength of the Irish economy at the moment compared to maybe previous trips.
It is. And if you think about most Irish companies that really expand overseas, the real success stories, I was lucky to do Enterprise Ireland's Leadership for Growth. All of those success stories, practically all, have either got customers or investors in the US. So somebody said to me, can I come along on that? And I said, well, it's mainly about FDI. And they said, well, I said, why would you want? Is it the quality of the people that they're going to meet? The other thing, in honesty, was under the last US administration, we were in Washington, and we certainly were cognizant that the messaging, we never went over with our cap in hand and going, you know, we need your job. So here's the reason why it's good for your business to come to Ireland. But politically, it suits as well to say. And again, it becomes symbiotic, isn't it? A lot of the same investors in US right now, because the world is truly becoming global, are investing in Irish companies and US companies. And as much as the networks on a smaller level, say in Glandor, it works to talk. It certainly works to talk. And the way to do that is to meet, isn't it? You know, it's definitely better than Zoom.
Yeah. That is the other great thing about what's happening, is it is back to the old fashioned. And listen, it's great. All of these modifications that we've had in our lives, like some of them will stay with us, and in a lot of ways they've improved our lives. There's a lot to be said for the old face-to-face networking, isn't there?
100%. And if we're sort of excited, as Claire said, to travel, we are, and I've done a bit and met a few US groups coming over here. Truthfully, and hopefully experience this, the excitement from the US guys to see us is like more than that. You know, it's palpable that they love the events. And, you know, we do have a social element. I think we were the only external group ever invited into the Boston College CEO Club lunch, and we're going to meet them again this year. But they're really excited to meet as well. Like, Claire just reminded me, actually, we're 10 years doing Gateway to Europe. So we've developed some really good, trusted relationships, and meeting them is the only way to continue those relationships.
Yeah, and that relationship, that economic relationship as well, and the economic state of the nation on this side of the pond, I mean, it has much changed in those 10 years, isn't it, if you think back to 2012?
Absolutely. I mean, I was just talking to some people today and their difficulty as the world is getting staff, you know, and like Boston's nearly as hot as San Francisco now, Kieran, you know, in terms of tech staff. So we know it's a challenge here because that's our day job. Is getting staff, but relative to Boston, relative to San Francisco, we can still see how it's an attractive place, you know. And we've got to think for the future. So you're right, if we were in this condition 10 years ago, we probably wouldn't have started. but we're glad we did.
Yeah, well, listen, we wish you well tonight. We wish you well with the upcoming trip as well. We're very happy to partner with it. It's a great initiative, Gateway to Europe. Aidy McGuinness, Chief Executive of Sigma Recruitment. They're centrally involved, of course, and Claire Kelly, Director at Glandor, who are hosting tonight's event. And I'm sure on the back of the trip to the States, hope to be hosting many new companies looking to find their feet here in Ireland. And thank you both very much for joining us here in our Cork studios, the Republic of Work studios on the South Mall in the city. Stay with us. We're going to have the very latest from the ground in Kiev in just a few minutes' time.